Independent Football Regulator says it has contacted West Ham over what it's called extremely serious allegations relating to its co-owner David Sullivan. Several women have accused the billionaire businessman of sexual exploitation and predatory behaviour in a joint investigation by BBC Panorama and The Times. Mr. Sullivan has categorically denied all the allegations against him. Our investigations reporter, Billy Kemp, has been looking at the football regulator's statement.
The regulator has said that these are extremely serious allegations. We are in contact with West Ham on this matter and we will use our statutory powers to seek urgent information from David Sullivan relating to his suitability under our owner's direct executive's regime. And we've also had reaction from the Department for Culture, Media and Sport. They've said that these deeply concerning allegations must be treated with the utmost seriousness and be investigated by the relevant authorities.
The Conservatives say they will scrap the legal duty on public bodies such as schools and the police to promote equality if they win the next election. The party leader, Kemi Badenoch, will say in a speech this morning that the move is part of a plan to restore common sense. The equalities regulator, the EHRC, has insisted that the legal duty doesn't prevent public bodies from delivering services. With more details, here's our political correspondent, Harry Farley.
The murder of Henry Novak and the police's response has fuelled questions about equality policies and laws. Legally, officers, teachers and civil servants must consider how they are promoting equality in everything from the hiring of staff to the services they provide. Kemi Badenoch will argue that public sector equality duty has been used to promote dangerous and divisive agendas. The Conservatives are trying to forge a distinct response from Reform UK, who want to go further than them and scrap the Equality Act altogether. The Labour government, though, are promising a new equality and diversity strategy, with a primary focus on getting working class people joining and progressing in the civil service.
President Zelensky has criticised the decision. Some local authorities led by Reform UK to remove Ukraine's flag from council buildings. In an interview with the Guardian newspaper, he said it was a mistake that could break a big friendship. Councils, including Norfolk, Essex and Suffolk, have taken down Ukrainian flags after Reform UK said only the Union or St George's flags could be used. The Reform UK candidate for London Mayor, Leila Cunningham, told BBC Newsnight she didn't agree with President Zelensky.
We're a British country, you know, we can't have flags that put any, all conflicts. I think, you know, we're a British country and our public buildings should have the British flag. It doesn't mean that we don't support Ukraine in any way.
Cricket officials are investigating an incident at a nightclub involving the England men's captain Ben Stokes and bowler Gus Atkinson. It happened after England won the first test against New Zealand at Lord's on Sunday. Here's our sports correspondent Jane Dougal.
After the win over New Zealand, Ben Stokes said he wouldn't relax until he could share a beer with the boys. But now the ECB is investigating after confirming that the England captain was present at a nightclub in the early hours of Monday morning, along with the pace bowler Gus Atkinson, when there was a breach of team protocols. In a statement, the ECB said they were seeking further information and that the cricket regulator had been informed. They also added that the announcement for the second test would be made in due course, prompting speculation that Stokes would not be included.
Learner drivers in the UK will now only be able to change the location of their test if it's close to their original booking. The Driving and Vehicle Standards Agency hope the measure will help to cut down wait stop people travelling across Britain for available tests. Here's our business correspondent Simon Browning.
There is currently around a 5-month waiting time for a driving test. Desperate learners have been booking any test available on the system, even when it's hundreds of miles away. Learners would then endlessly swap the test until they got one closer to home, or travel long distances to drive in unfamiliar areas with instructors they don't know. New rules will mean learners can only swap to the 3 test centres local to their original booking, so Inverness can no longer be swapped for Plymouth.